Mornings with Zan on Triple J.
With this particular release, I was just like, I actually just woke up one day and I was like, you know what? I really want to just release these tracks as they are, as a project now. And so I flew to Sydney, got everybody in the room on the team together and just said, look, could we do this? You know, because I really want to get this out now to forget about going running through all the hoops to get music out online. We've got the internet. Let's release this, you know.
This is 2016, so, everyone. We can do this.
That's right. And luckily, you know, everyone on the teams were really cool and they were really down with the idea. So this was only just recently, you know, with the click of a button, you can do that online. So let's do it. Then we have it. We have the EP out. So it's cool.
And a great little present it was on Friday for everybody who was awakened to it. Of course, you can grab it online now if you're into the sounds of Eka Vandal, which I certainly am. One of the things that I love about what you do is that I constantly am in a state of flux listening to your music. I never know where you're going to head next. And for me, that's very exciting. What makes you want to always be shifting through and, you know, put something out now, maybe in 3 months you could be in a totally different place? What is it about that that really excites you, Eka?
Well, I like to create music that keeps me excited, keeps me fresh, because I think that, you know, if I'm creating music that's fresh, then hopefully people are also sort of going, okay, cool, this is something new, and are up for the journey as well when they're listening to it. I just always try, when I'm writing music, I just go, cool, what's going to excite me? Where do I want to take this? And, you know, allow myself to kind of go in those different territories. And like, if I'm writing something, I actually just let myself kind of go in those different zones stylistically and stuff and go, cool, does that feel good to me? Yep, cool, feels good to me. So hopefully, you know, others are up for that journey as well, and like taking that ride on those little twists and turns that I go to in the music. So
it sounds like you trust your gut instinct a lot.
I do. Like, I try to as much as possible. You know, there's been times, some songs, you know, early on in my songwriting where I went, you know what, I think I can make it better, and I'll try and keep working a melody or a bass line or something, and then realize that I end up going back to the first thing that I wrote. So nowadays I actually just sort of go with instincts and sort of just lay it down and track it and see how it feels. And I always reassess, but I usually allow myself to kind of just put down the first thing that I come up with, and usually it feels right.
I love that too, that feeling of no editing. I think that a lot of people edit as they go along, but you just go forth and lay it down and then figure it out later. It gives you, I'm sure, a great sense of freedom to just be able to move forward and see what happens.
Yeah, it does actually. I really enjoy that sort of creative freedom. It just allows you to truly express, I think, and to not have any sort of boundaries and just allow yourself to just put it down, record it as it is, in a pure way, and then kind of come back to it and see how it feels. And if you need to address it, you know, allow yourself to do that as well. But usually I like just sort of putting down the first thing that comes to mind, or, you know, that I sort of write down. So yeah, it's cool.
Listening to the lyrics of Divided in particular, obviously written about someone else's experience, but for me it really spoke to a lot of conversations that I've been hearing and having recently about diversity, about unity in Australia, who's included and who's excluded from the conversations that we have every day. How does that look from your perspective in particular, Eka?
Something like Divided, it was inspired by somebody else's story, but, you know, at the end of the day, we were actually sitting across the table having a laugh about it. Mm. And I, you know, it's not that I'm making it a joke, but actually I think that we get so caught up in our own political correctness, and sometimes it can actually be a joke. I just didn't want to take it too seriously, because I just wanted to shine the light on, you know, a topic that is still prevalent in our society and nowadays. And I just wanted to go, cool, well, let's have a look at how we're viewing this. And sometimes it's actually, it can be quite a joke, you know. And I haven't been affected directly by it. I've been very lucky. I've had really great open-minded people around me, and I feel very lucky about that. And I live in a very multicultural sort of city of Melbourne, so that's really great. But I just didn't want to take it too seriously as well. In Divided, there's a little bit of a comical twist to it, but I think we do still have a long way to go.
But it's great to have those conversations, isn't it, in any
it
form
is.
Whether it's serious or kind of tongue-in-cheek, I think that having these conversations continually is just going to make it better for everyone. For someone who likes to constantly stay in a state of flux, do you know what 2016 holds? Are you working on something longer form? What's next for Eka Vandal?
Yes, I am working on something longer form. The record was sort of taking a different shape, so that's why I wanted to get these tracks out for everybody. And I'm not sure, this year's sort of like all shaping up, a bit more touring, a bit more playing, potentially going overseas as well for a little bit of the year. So I'm really excited about this year. It should be fun.